Hour three kicking off here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Only 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar. It won't weigh you down. Drink White Claw Hard Seltzer responsibly, like I do. Responsibly. Hour three headlines. Hit us with some, Cody Mack.
Thanks, John. Mike Gundy says that the Tennessee job, the coaching vacancy, always interested him.
Oh, did it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess people were asking.
Jerk.
People were asking Gundy some just questions, random questions. I don't know. And this came up somehow. You know, three separate times in his tenure at Oklahoma State, Gundy interviewed for the Tennessee spot. Most recently in 2017. As for why Tennessee, the Oklahoma State head coach said the vacancy always interested him. He said, "I always felt like that job was a gold mine." According to ESPN's Chris Lowe, "I'm so appreciative of what we have at this place, the continuity, blah, blah, blah. People don't leave. They stay here. And with our new administration, there's a lot left out there for us." That's why he said how much he decided to keep the same job for 17 years instead of ever leaving. But he said he did explore. Said he liked Tennessee and always felt like the job was a gold mine.
Is he trying to get a raise again?
Yeah, but shut up. Is he trying to just keep us? I don't know. Good for Mike Gundy to needlessly say this. Did you see this quote coming out from Jimmy Haslam?
I saw the Jimmy Himes one.
About how they play Rocky Top after touchdowns. Yeah.
What are you talking about? What has them?
It's about another statement, or it was a part of his initial statement. I guess he was taking questions, maybe. I don't know. I think in this country, people deserve second chances. Is he never supposed to play again? Is he no longer supposed to be a part of society?
That's talking about who?
Deshaun Watson.
And who said this?
The owner of the
Browns.
The Browns.
Oh, Jimmy Haslam.
Not Jimmy Himes. Jimmy Haslam.
Oh, okay. So, it sounds like Jimmy Haslam's very much against like cancel culture.
That's what we're going to do. We gave Kareem Hunt a second chance, and that worked out pretty well. I do love that he's like, yeah, you know, remember that other guy we took that kicked somebody in the face? We let him play, and keep that in mind, Kareem, as you're asking to be traded. We gave you a second chance.
Mm-hmm. Probably some truth in what he's saying, though, don't you think?
Is it a second chance if you did it 25 times?
Well, see, it's a little more murky, I think, with Deshaun, but I think I agree with what he's saying on the surface. Like, if you make one mistake or you do something, like, I do like second chances.
If you kill somebody, should you be allowed to play in the NFL?
No,
murder.
But I think you should be able to make, like, Twitter videos out on the golf course and, like, say, "What's new, Twitter world?" I think you should be able to do that.
I just wonder, like, what the second chances is. Do we think the murderers deserve second chances? Some people do.
I think so. Well,
some people do.
It's hard. It depends on...
One context. Murder versus five murders?
Context.
Yeah.
Context is everything.
Is it just straight up violent? Like, or were you defending yourself?
Every,
or is it an accident? Or is it just an act of passion?
Every situation's unique. Like we were talking about yesterday, like if you murder someone in traffic, of course you deserve a second chance. Like, I think we should all get lifetime.
What if I murder someone in traffic and then I say I don't have an anger problem, though, and refuse to get, like, anger or help?
No, see, that's what Deshaun, you have to go with the program.
But see, that's kind of what Deshaun Watson and the Browns have been doing. It's like, hey, no, he's fine. He hasn't done anything wrong. Which now we're talking about, you know, Jimmy Haslam has a different tune about, like, you know, he made one mistake, even though they've been telling us he's innocent for a while. But, like, if I don't show remorse, do I still get that second chance, or do I have to show remorse first?
You definitely have to show remorse, and you definitely have to go through the programs,
and
you have to make an effort. Like, if you're going to get a second chance, you've got to make the effort.
I think that's what people have been mad about with Deshaun Watson.
Is that he's just like,
hasn't shown
what's
any remorse.
The problem?
Yeah. Hey, what do you want me to do? I'm Italian.
Hey, what's the big deal?
I'm Italian.
Did you see his quotes today?
Well, I thought it was very interesting. I don't think I got to point out on the air because we got sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
That might shock you. But his people reached out to Diana Rossini. And, like, her quote was basically like, Deshaun's camp reached out and said that this is not an admission of guilt or an apology. Just like his statement was just basically like, yeah, I'm still not admitting I did anything. No, I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, he had a quote today on why he accepted the settlement even if he's claimed he's innocent. And at first he was like, I've always been able to stand on my innocence, and I've always said I never assaulted or disrespected anyone. But at the same point, I have to continue to push forward with my life and career. And then somebody followed up and said, then why are you apologizing? And he said, for everybody that was affected by the situation, there were a lot of people that were triggered.
Yeah, like the Haslams.
To me, if you use the word and say somebody's triggered, like, That's been hijacked, right?
Like, yeah.
If you say someone is triggered, you are making fun of them.
Yeah. We understand that there have been many individuals triggered throughout this process, Haslam said.
You can't use the word triggered and come across as sincere. Can we agree on that?
I think so now, today's day and age.
Yeah.
Like, if you're saying that someone is triggered, like, you lose all sincerity there. Like, at this point, if you're saying someone's triggered,
you're
mocking them.
I'm sorry that you were triggered by what I said.
You're mocking them at this point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody knows.
Saying, stop being so soft, basically.
Like, yeah.
Like, calm down.
That's what
wasn't
they're
that
saying.
Serious.
They're saying, don't be so soft. Yeah. So, that's interesting. what else do we have here? Oh, I saw a funny tweet.
Ooh.
That counts as a headline now. This girl said, these crackers, not that good. I guess she was talking about like Ritz crackers or something.
So you're going to start incorporating a tweet of the day?
I'm going to start doing quote tweets as headlines.
Okay, tweet of the day works for me.
Okay, so the first tweet is, these crackers, not that good. The girl was talking about like...
One of the ones I saw that gave me a good laugh was like me watching Friends.
Oh, yeah. Well, this one says Gonzaga every March.
Yeah, yeah. That one's pretty
that's
good.
The quote tweet. I
saw another that said the Viet Cong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is good. Yeah. Penn National has agreed to buy out the remaining half of Barstool Sports. This is a big headline in national sports media. You know, they own part of the Barstool company. They've agreed to pay $325 to buy the remaining 50% of Barstool Sports.
$325 million.
Right, $325 million. That's not what I said.
I said $325. I knew what you meant. I was just clarifying.
Oh, I said they were paying $325?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
No, it's more than that.
Yeah, a little bit more than that.
Yeah, so Penn will own Barstool outright by February 2023. Another headline for you here. The Manti Te'o documentary is out.
I watched it last night.
And it's getting reviews from people.
I watched it last night. What are the reviews so far?
One review. The Manti Te'o documentary is cool, but I'm still waiting on the one about ESPN catfish Sarah Phillips.
Yeah, I think I agree with that person whoever said that because, like, the Manti Te'o one was fine, but, like, I feel like we knew enough of that story already. The ESPN girl, I'm still waiting on that. The one who was trying to, like, get all the bad look, the meme accounts. She was trying to steal everybody's meme accounts from them and was, like, an Indian guy that was, like, basically using his girlfriend's picture and she got hired by ESPN. How the hell did ESPN fall for both of these?
I don't know.
Whoever said that's pretty smart.
Yeah, it's a good take, I guess.
Yeah, it's a pretty good take.
That was just one review, but if you haven't seen it yet, I suggest you should watch it on Netflix.
Have you watched it yet?
Nope, I haven't seen it yet, but I suggest everyone should.
I don't feel like I learned too much. I will say that Manti Te'o comes out. Like, the way it's painted here, you could definitely tell
it comes out.
That was a big topic in, like, the second episode was whether or not he was gay, which I felt like...
Didn't you say somebody was transgendered?
Yeah, the Rane, the... guy that catfished him has since transitioned and is now a woman. She is now a woman. But Manti Te'o did not come out. He reiterated he's far from gay. Far from it.
He's as far as he can get. Nope.
Well, you don't remember that when he got interviewed by Katie Couric? They played that clip where she's like, Manti, a lot of people want to know if this is you, something about your sexual orientation. Are you gay? He's like, no. Far from it. Far from it.
So he's probably a little gay.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. And I will say, like, some of it, like, the one part, there was one part that is kind of mind-blowing is, like, well, first of all, he should have, I don't know if he was naive or just didn't care. Like, they kind of painted that, like, he just, at the end, like, didn't really care about this person anymore. Like, didn't care about his girlfriend anymore. And that's why she, like, faked her death because basically, like, he was pulling away anyways. Because all of a sudden he was a big man on campus senior year. But then, like, 2 months later after she had died, he gets a phone call and the voice is back. It's like, hey, I just faked my death. I wasn't really dead. So he said at that point, like, he obviously knew, like, okay, this is stupid. Somebody's messing with me. But she's like, no, it's me. And he's like, okay, well, hold up a picture with, like, my initials, the dates, and doing this sign. And the actual person whose picture was getting stolen agreed to send that person a picture.
That is pretty wild.
So then the catfish was able to send the picture of the woman holding up that exact thing. So at that point, he's like, I don't know what the hell's going on. What would you do? And I was like, I kind of feel bad for him. And then he's crying at the end, talking about, like, how it ruined his life and how, like, now he's, like, a joke to everybody. And people come and ask to take pictures with him and then, like, post it and make fun of him. And he's just like...
That's what I would have done.
That's part of it.
Yeah, and he's basically
like, "What's a picture of you?"
Well, that's basically what he said. That's basically what he says. Like, it's part of it. He's like, he's like, I do this, and I'm doing this documentary because if I can just help one person, it's worth it. Is what he said. And then,
oh yeah.
He's looking pretty, he's looking a lot better now than he was then. Got a nice little beard. Lost some weight. He was talking about his anxiety though, and how like it messed him up in the NFL with the Chargers, and how like he was just, you know, obviously couldn't focus, and like his body was having issues, and his feet were numb. I don't know if that's a part of anxiety, but said that, yeah, that's what he said.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My favorite part of
anxiety is a thing. That'll get you.
My favorite part of the documentary is when they had like a dramatic reveal where a new guest was sitting down. And it was like an old guy, and you couldn't really tell. And then all of a sudden, it popped down. And it was Dr. Phil. I was like, "What the hell? What?
Ooh, what?"
And they also just made it seem like it was about to be like some like the president or some like some ESPN guy. Or, I don't know. And it was just Dr. Phil. That's all it was. Well, he had Rone on the show and like made Rone do the voice like behind like a
the
sheet.
Dr. Phil voice.
Yeah. Well, no. The voice of that were on the voicemails.
Oh yeah.
To show that like. Because people thought that he was faking it, and then, like, you see the voicemails that they released, and it's a woman's voice, and Dr. Phil said, "I had voice experts say that there was a 1 in 10 million chance that you are the voice, you are the person doing this voice." So then the Rone had to do it. So, like,
yeah.
He was like, "I can't do it here on the spot. I got to get into character." And Dr. Phil was like, "He's a method actor, I guess." And, like, so he set him back there, and he like, was hiding behind a thing, and he did the voice. And then that's when he's like, "Okay, Manzateo's been exonerated. We kind of understand why he got duped now."
Hmm.
I don't know. I enjoyed the Woodstock documentary more, probably.
I heard the Manzateo one was kind of cringy, but
it's just cringy.
That's what people said. They said it's very cringe. I don't know exactly what that meant, but
cringy wouldn't be the word I described it with. But
I did like the Woodstock one though. It was interesting.
Yeah,
a lot of trash. That was kind of the theme of that documentary. A lot of trash.
That was a part of the issue. They didn't have enough trash bags there.
I
did like when they showed the one old woman that was there at like Woodstock 69 come out and like bring trash bags for people.
Yeah,
everybody just looked at her.
Yeah.
And that woman was laughing. I was like, yeah, she didn't know what she was getting herself into when she went out there. Anyways, any other headlines?
Yeah, Bill Hader has a large penis on Monday's episode.
What a compliment.
Of her Broad Ideas podcast, Rachel Bilson. Said she was asked by her guest what she missed the most about her relationship with Bill Hader, star of Barry. Great show.
Fantastic show.
Yeah.
Do you view that as a comedy?
Well, I haven't watched the last season, but people told me it got really dark. I've only watched the first two seasons.
The whole thing's been pretty dark, but yeah, this one gets darker.
First two seasons,
Third one gets darker. So you do view it as a comedy?
Yeah, it's very funny. I mean, it's kind of one of those hybrids, though. Like,
yeah.
You know how The Sopranos was like a great drama, but it's half comedy.
Yeah, for sure, but it gets labeled as a drama. Like, I feel like Barry's should be the same way. Like, Barry's funny.
I think you got to have a really good show to have both.
Yeah.
To be skilled.
Barry's
to have
really
a comedy
good.
Drama.
Depending on how they do the next couple of seasons, like it could work its way into like top 10 conversations.
You think so?
I think so. There's a couple of shows out right now that can work their way into top 10 conversations with some, you know, if they're able to land the plane. That and Succession, both up there.
Succession's pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Succession has a chance to crack the top six or seven if it can.
That's like a high-level show.
Like I said, if you can land the plane.
Yeah.
I don't know if Barry can get there because it's, you know, it is, I guess, a comedy. It's hard for a comedy to get there, like in the dramatic lens.
According to Rachel Bilson, it'd be a little tough for Bill Hader to land a plane because of that thing between his legs. That's what she said jokingly. She replied to when her guest asked her what she missed the most about Bill Hader and their relationship. She joked and replied, "His big." Before the pair then burst into laughter, and she added, "We can keep that in and cut. Let's move on."
So, that would feel so good if your ex got on like a platform and talked about how she missed you because of your bat between your legs.
He's a terrible person, but ooh.
Bill, I don't think anyone thinks Bill Hader's a terrible person. It sounds like she's just like Mrs. Bill. It sounds like Bill cut her off.
She admitted later in the podcast that their split hurt like a mother.
Ooh.
Yep.
So sounds like, she
wants that old thing
like
back.
She wants Bill Hader back.
How about it? Bill Hader.
Good for him, huh?
Now you know.
Never really found Bill Hader sexy, but... got a big hog, and now he's a good actor. Like, you know, he's come a long way since the SNL days.
Sometimes all you need in life is a good-sized hog.
That is true. Ooh. At least that's what I hear. Can't relate.
Yeah, me too.
Can't relate.
Don't know what that's about.
Can't relate. Any other headlines?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Total viewing of Power 5 conferences, all sports, all networks, besides their specific conference networks like ACC Network, Big Ten Network, and SEC Network, from July of 2021 to June of 2022, minutes spent watching the Pac-12 with 15.2 billion minutes spent watching their product. The ACC with 19.3 billion minutes spent watching their product. The Big 12 with 23.9 billion minutes spent watching their product. Any surprises there that that's the order? Pac-12, ACC, Big 12 in ascending order? That the Big 12 is on top of the other two conferences?
No, not necessarily. I do remember we were talking about how the Pac-12 had like sneaky good numbers, though, as far as TV viewing. So a little bit from there.
That was just for football, though. Like I don't think it... It doesn't really play the same during the middle of the week when you're putting on like 11 p.m. like college basketball games.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That makes a lot of sense then.
College basketball.
It's every sport. I was reading the total number of minutes spent watching each conference's sports, all their sports.
Yeah.
15.2 for the Pac-12, 19.3 for the ACC, 23.9 for the Big 12. Those are billion minutes spent watching.
Wonder what that average is down to, like per person.
Oh, I don't know about that, man. Like one second.
Those are big numbers.
1 second. The SEC comes in with 42 billion minutes spent watching. Mm. And the number one, the Big Ten, at 50.9 billion. So, like, I mean, they're big. The Big Ten kind of trumps the SEC in almost every regard when it comes
to
TV.
I would expect for sure in basketball. Now in football, I don't know that I would have guessed that the Big Ten.
Well, I don't know if they did or not either. Because again, this is the I did tell you that they did pass the SEC in terms of games with over 3.5 million viewers. They did have 32 to the SEC's 31, and wow. Conference only games 18 to 17. So they did win in that regard as well.
People up there love football. I mean, that's kind of where football originated. That Chicago market, you know, that's Bears, Packers, Detroit, you know, Michigan. I mean, right in there. It's the heartland of America.
Apparently the heartland of football viewership as well.
A lot of sausage eaters up there.
Which we did say they had the top four markets, New York City, L.A., Chicago, and Philly. And they also have seven of the top 15, Washington, D.C., Minneapolis and Detroit.
Yeah, Buffalo. You know, you got people there.
I don't think Buffalo really helps. It's New York City, not Buffalo.
Albany, big team.
I don't Syracuse. I don't Rochester.
Syracuse is probably watching the ACC. Is that the SEC's problem?
Jersey.
Is the SEC just fighting because, like, where do our TV markets come into effect? Like, I mean, I know Atlanta's big, but like,
Nashville, about the biggest.
Is that how big is Nashville even though?
Not
in terms
big.
Of TV markets, like it's not in the top
20,
15, right?
28, I think.
Okay, and that's our second biggest.
Well, New Orleans. It's smaller than Nashville.
Yeah, I was gonna say New Orleans isn't big either.
I'd probably say Birmingham.
Tampa,
New Orleans.
Tampa's Charlotte.
Tampa and Charlotte are probably in the top 20. I would say.
Okay, let's see.
Definitely not in the
Memphis.
Top 10.
Memphis. The television markets?
I don't think Memphis is very big.
I mean, it's like number 40.
Yeah, I was gonna say them and New Orleans are both.
Well, I'm just saying those are. Yeah, you know, they're top 50 markets.
Do we get Dallas because of A&M, even though they're not?
Yeah, you probably get the Texas market.
We get Dallas now, especially with Texas coming in.
And Dallas is the fourth biggest city.
Yeah, they're the fifth largest TV market. Atlanta comes in at 7.
We get to count Miami.
The Tampa area is 13th. Orlando's 17th. Miami's 18th.
Probably not a big SEC hub.
And in between these are a lot of Big Ten places.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like they have the TV markets. Now, I will say that, like, I think, do we agree that nationally, like, more people care about the SEC than the Big Ten? Because I would say that is the case when it comes to football. Basketball, probably not.
I think it's got to be extremely regional.
I said the Big Ten's very basketball-oriented.
I think the Midwest cares way more about the Big Ten, whereas down here we all care way more about
sure.
But if you just, you're saying if you just ask some random guy in, like, Salt Lake City,
mm-hmm.
which is the bigger football?
Or in California. Like, I mean, just people across the country. Like, because not everyone is
– no.
Not everyone in the South are SEC fans either.
I think there's not that many people out there that are huge fans.
Okay.
I think the Midwest and the Southeast are, again, like the heartland of America, the South and the Midwest, that's your football country. It's down here and it's up there. It's like, I don't think most people out in California really care about college football or people out West in general.
See, I disagree, man. Utah always looks like they have fun out there. Like, I mean,
well, in Utah, maybe, because that's the only thing going on, I guess.
Like, Colorado. Does Colorado have a good fan base? I mean, I feel like
I doubt it.
I feel like those mountain people still like football.
Not like we do.
Not like we do. No. Not like we do.
Here or the Big Ten.
I understand that.
Heartland. That's the word you got to keep
thinking. I feel like
thinking.
LA
Heartland.
Cares about college football when they're good. I don't know if they care about
college football is like number 40 on the list of things people care about.
I would say LA probably only cares about like USC when they're good. They don't care
about
what goes on
the
SEC.
They barely care about the Rams. It's the Dodgers and the Lakers. And then I think even now that the Rams have won a championship, they might care more, but there's just so many other things going on there. Like, same with San Francisco, Seattle. You think people in Seattle are watching college football?
Yeah.
I think
Washington has a pretty big fan base, don't they?
Washington does, yeah. They actually have a pretty solid fan base.
I don't think so.
We had those TV numbers where the Pac-12 had a lot of sneaky games with over a million viewers, right? Was that the cutoff for 3 million viewers, whatever it was?
Stanford, they ain't got any fans. Now, Arizona State, being a party school, Arizona State.
I don't know if I agree with
party.
I don't know if I agree with this take.
Well,
now, I don't know how much people up in Seattle are watching like the rest of the country play football, but I think they care about like their Huskies up there.
I don't think they do. I don't think in Seattle they do.
Okay.
Now maybe more like in the state, rural Washington.
Sure.
You know.
Okay.
I think college football is much bigger in rural areas.
I think that's true. I think that's true.
I don't think LA, San Francisco.
I think the professional teams are bigger in the city than they are rural-y, I would say.
Yeah.
Rural-y.
For sure. But you got to think there's not as many people out there rural. Like, sure. all the people are on the actual coast. And then other than that, it's what, Denver? I mean, there's
I mean,
not
all
a lot
Texas,
of people.
Like, you know, the Texas, I mean, the big cities in Texas.
Yeah. Which they're kind of the South. Okay. You know,
you're
like,
talking about out West.
They are their own thing, but like, you know, Houston's a big recruiting, like A&M, LSU. Houston's basically a Southern city, right? It's on the Gulf. I mean, it's not the South like we think of the South, but it's pretty much.
I just think of Texas as Texas, bro.
It's kind of its own thing.
Cam, you got this or that topics ready?
Oh yeah, I do.
How you feeling? You want to play this or that?
It's always kind of a task, but people seem to like it. I would rather play trivia every day, personally.
Cam, you got trivia questions ready?
Re-ask the same one. See if your memory recall.
What are we going to do tomorrow?
That's a good question.
I'm thinking about tomorrow already.
Maybe we just bring back power rankings tomorrow.
You think so?
Yeah. Maybe we'll do two separate power rankings.
You know, we didn't even do winners and losers Monday.
Well, that was a whole new thing. I didn't want to throw you into that fire.
Man, I could have come up with some.
Okay, well,
I'm
sorry.
I'm a professional.
Okay, well, we'll play winners and losers. Have six next Monday. We'll double up. You have six winners and six losers on next Monday.
I don't know about that.
You're a professional. Make it happen.
That seems like a lot.
What are this or that topics? Cameron?
All right. We got, would you rather you always forget something when you go to the grocery store? Or every time you get fast food, they forget one of your items.
This is so complicated. Always forget at grocery store?
Yep.
You forget your own item?
Yeah, you forget something you're meaning to pick up at the grocery store. Or fast food, they always forget one of your order items.
So one thing you're responsible for, the other thing is because of someone else.
Pretty much. Okay. Next we got
kind of a long one.
He's having to write it down.
Yeah. Which one do you think you have a better chance of winning? 100 meters race against Usain Bolt? We're talking like peak Usain Bolt, or a 50-meter head start on a Michael Phelps 100-meter free. Yeah.
All right. So how long is the race against Usain Bolt?
100 meters. Both 100 meters.
Oh, okay. You don't get a head start?
You get a 50-meter head start in both. And which one do you think you have a better shot at?
Okay. Well, hang on. So 100 meters on the track against Usain or 100 meters in the pool.
And you have a 50-meter head start.
Michael Phelps. Okay. That's a good question. I don't even know. Mm-hmm.
Next.
The last one is, would you rather not be able to watch any movies with your favorite actor in it anymore, or not be able to watch movies without your favorite actress?
So no movies with favorite actor anymore or favorite actress?
Yep.
Okay. We'll play this or that coming up after the break. All right, Cam, hit us with some this or that music. We haven't played, I guess, in a while. It's all right. Sometimes I have a lottery, but I think I'm out of lotteries now, so it's time for you to...
All right. Here we go. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. This. That. This. That. This. That. This. That. This. 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 All right, who's ready to play some this or that?
Let's do it.
Let's get it on.
There's a part of me that wants to lose just to make Cody feel good.
You better be on top of your games, all I know.
And there's another part of me that wants to crush the competition. So, because I haven't forgotten back in the day. I got it swept a couple of times when we did, trivia, this or that, and Music Friday.
You got swept a couple times, but this is your best segment.
No, the music category. I usually won the music category.
I think you're misremembering
that. I usually won the music category. You usually got me in trivia, and I usually won the music category.
No, this is definitely your best segment.
I would like to check the stats.
I would say we were pretty even on music. I'll give you a draw.
I would like to check the stats on the music stuff.
I'll give you a draw.
Right in the folder somewhere.
I would like to check the stats. So go ahead. Let's get with this one.
All right. First up we got... Always forget something when you go to the grocery store, or you always have an item left out when you get fast food.
I would rather always have an item be forgotten at fast food, because I feel like when I go get fast food, I'm just hungry at the moment. And, if you forget something, you could also maybe just forget like a straw, a napkin, a barbecue sauce. You can maybe forget my drink. If you forget my main entree, that's going to stink. But I could just have to go somewhere else and do it again. But when I go to the actual grocery store, I don't know about you, Cody. I usually go for a very specific reason, where I have like five or six things I got to get. They all are pretty important, like toilet paper, mixers, alcohol, some bread. Very basic stuff.
The four things you use most.
If I forgot one of those things there, it would ruin my day. I would be so angry, because if I go out and trek into the grocery store, which is much more of an inconvenience than going to get fast food, it would just hurt a lot worse. Because then it's not the money loss. It's like, oh man, I paid $3 for that sandwich. It's like, man, I went there just for that reason. There's nothing worse than going to the grocery store for a reason and then forgetting why you went there. And plus, here's a point. If I went to fast food enough and they kept forgetting my order, I would lose faith in fast food and maybe quit eating fast food altogether. And, cutting out fast food would make me more healthy, so I think it could ultimately be a win.
That's kind of a roundabout way of arguing that, when really that's not a central point. Your central point...
You don't have to go to fast food.
You've
got to go to the grocery store.
Your central point on that whole argument was that you go there for a specific reason and then you don't get what you went for. That's your central point. What do you go to the fast food restaurant
just
for?
Just for food.
Same thing. You go to get something, and if they don't have it. So essentially that counteracts your point, because it's the same reason you go to the fast food joint, is because you go there for a reason to get something, and then they don't have what you went there for. So it's the same feeling of frustration. The difference is with the grocery store, you can always go back later. It's normally not that important of an item you need, whereas the feeling of hunger, the feeling of hunger, John, one of the worst feelings – a person can possibly imagine. You've seen these people in Uganda and Ethiopia and places like this who are suffering from hunger. Think about that.
The fast food might kill
them. Think about that feeling.
Taking them and putting fast food in their body might actually kill them.
Think about that feeling compared to your feeling of not having batteries.
You're making it act like it's...
Oh, I forgot my batteries.
People plan trips to the grocery store all day. It's such a... It's I'm going to the grocery store on Thursday, and I think about it all week. You have to, like, try to map out what you get. Forgetting something is much more crucial because going to the grocery store is such more of a commitment. I can go to a fast food place in 5 minutes, and if I don't have what I want, I go to a different one on the way home. Grocery store is much more of a commitment going to. Much, much more. Therefore,
really. There's so many grocery stores. There's a Food City on every corner. There's a Kroger on every
How
corner.
How often do you
Walmart.
Go? How often do you go to the grocery store?
Not nearly as often as I eat.
That's my point. That's exactly my point.
That's my point, too. That's my point, too. I'm going to be frustrated and angry on many more occasions if they forget my food while I'm hungry versus a grocery store, say I go once a week and, oh, darn, I forgot my tampons. Maybe I'll get them next week.
You don't think that would be you don't think that'd be an issue? You think forgetting your tampons would be less of an issue than, oh, they forgot my barbecue sauce? Oh, my napkins aren't in there?
No, because you have replacements. You have replacements.
You got replacement tampons at home? Then why don't you go to the store and buy some?
No, I'm saying you have toilet paper. You have paper towels. You have cotton balls.
What you
have Q-tips.
Think tampons
you have
do?
Q-tips.
What do you
they
think?
They keep the blood from gushing out of the snap.
What do you think tampons do? You have toilet paper?
You shove some toilet paper up in that thing and let
Enough.
Well, you wanted to make it graphic.
You
I wasn't trying to make
not
it graphic.
Me?
I was just thinking of an item.
It's
an
much
item.
Worse
Q-tips.
To forget the
Let's
items.
Change tampons to Q-tips.
Well, having waxy ears is worse than they forgot
well,
my
again,
barbecue
there's a
sauce.
Substitute.
Or,
you take a little toilet paper.
Fries. Oh, my fries are in there.
Or you might have pads at home, so you don't necessarily have to have the tampons.
I got to go John on this one.
That was predictable. That made a pretty good point.
Don't forget your Q-tips, ladies.
You're just going to stuff Q-tips as a replacement for...
Q-tips would be like the last option. I think you'd go like tissues,
just go,
toilet paper, yeah,
Cam, news.
If all you had though, was Q-tips.
New topic.
You take like a bunch of them.
Next topic. Who do you think you have a better chance with? Racing Prime Bolt with a 50-meter head start? Or Michael Phelps with a 50-meter head start.
I mean, to me, this one just comes down to simple math. It takes Michael Phelps 48 seconds to swim 100 meters. If you give me a 50-meter head start, that means he's going to have to be twice as fast as me in a much shorter time. Usain Bolt's world record 100-meter is 9.69 seconds. If you give me a 5-second head start, it's going to be much harder for him to catch me in that last 50 meters. I don't think you could swim 20. I don't think you could swim 50 meters. I don't think you could swim 50 meters away from Michael Phelps. You'd get tired. So let me have the head start against Bolt.
Are you dumb? Do you think swimming and running are the same motions and movements? The fact that they take different amounts of time means absolutely nothing. They're two different activities.
It's much easier to
swimming
run.
Swimming takes longer.
Yeah.
Hey, news flash.
Yeah.
Swimming takes longer than running.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
So forget 47 seconds versus 1 minute. It doesn't matter. The reason you have the advantage in the swimming is because you can drown Michael Phelps in the pool. Whereas Usain Bolt is going to be so far past you by the time you even your 50 meter head start. Usain Bolt, you're going to make it 10 feet and Usain Bolt is going to go
you
past
think it
you
takes
like
me-
a.
You think it takes me 5 seconds to run 10 feet?
I don't know how long it takes.
I can run 50 meters in 5 seconds.
I think Usain Bolt would be past you.
That's not that crazy. I mean, I think I have a better chance of doing that than swimming 50 meters in 24 seconds.
I'm going
to
tell you this.
Your whole plan is to wait on Phelps? You're going to wait and try to drown him, so you're just going to sit there and like lose your whole head start and just try to fight him at the end?
Do you think Michael Phelps could get away from me if I tried to drown him in a pool?
Yes.
I don't think he could.
Yes.
I don't think he could. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get on his back, and I'm going to choke him out, and I'm going to strangle him, and I'm going to drown down his ass
you're
in 50 the pool.
Meters ahead of him, though.
I'm going to wait on him.
So you're just going to wait at the turn.
I might
so
do a little swimming to try to get down the pool a
so
bit.
So he's going to quickly make the turn and blow right past
yeah,
you.
Yeah, when he starts to come back toward me, no, he's not going to blow past me. He's not going to know I'm waiting in his lane. He's going to run into me like a brick wall. Meanwhile, you're going to be huffing it.
You still have to swim the 50 meters after fighting Michael Phelps. He's going to whip your ass.
I'm not fighting him. I'm drowning him.
He's going to you think he's just going to give up?
No, he's going to fight, but I'm going to win. I'm going to drown him.
You
and
think you can do
kill
anything,
him.
You think you can do anything better in water than Michael Phelps can?
Strangling someone and drowning them? Yes. Yes, I do.
I think you would drown way faster than he would.
he has good lungs. And I'll give him that.
He's so also it's going to take me.
I'm also 338 pounds.
In water, that's not that heavy. In water, you're half your weight in water or something, you know, something to that degree.
It's going to be such a struggle.
I could run 50
him.
Meters.
He,
in 50
do you know how small he is? Seconds. Do you know how small he is?
He's pretty muscular.
He's like 100 and whatever pounds. He's so small. I'm going to be able to – I'm like an anchor in the water. I don't float. I sink.
You have to catch him, though.
I don't have to catch him. I will be waiting in his lane. No, I get a 50-meter head start, so I'm going to be waiting for him in his lane.
So you're going to
get
out of your lane, first of all. It's against the rules. If we're going by the rules, you can't –
We're not – these rules are pretty loose.
So either way, you're just going to be standing. You don't think like he's going to look up and like hit you? Or you think as soon as he hits you, you're just going to grab him and take him? You think that's it?
I think once he hits me, yes, he's in my grasp at that point. So you're, and 180 pound Michael Phelps is not going to get out of my grasp.
So let's just work this out. So you're going to tread water for 25, 26 seconds in his lane.
Yeah,
and you're going to be in good enough position.
Here's another
to grab
thing him and choke him. That supports my point is that I'm probably going to sneak into my trunks. I'm probably going to sneak a weapon into my trunks.
Well, I'm just going to turn around and shoot Usain Bolt. Then how does that make you feel?
Well, you can't do that.
Oh, so I can hit him with a weapon and drown him, but I can't shoot him.
No, because I'm using my element. Like,
here's what I'm going to do.
The pool is part of the event.
I'm going to bring a marker.
I'm using my
A weapon's a part of the element.
I was joking about the weapon.
I'm going to bring some chalk, Cam, and I'm going to mark another finish line somewhere else for Usain Bolt to run. I'm going to Bugs Bunny his ass while I just take a little stroll. And he's going to turn around. He's going to be like, oh, wait, here's the finish line. I'll win. And meanwhile, I've tore his hair in his ass. I'll win. I'm going to dig out a hole. And cover it up with a rug. He's going to run right over and fall in.
You can't do that. You're not going to have time to dig a hole into the track. You're not going to have time. You have to think logically about this, which is how I'm thinking in this situation. I'm using the pool to my advantage. You're going to have no advantage whatsoever on the track, and you're not even going to be able to steer Usain Bolt. See, I can corner
Phelps in a
pool. I can run 50
meters in 5 seconds.
Here's the thing. The lines in the pool, Phelps is going to be staying in one lane coming my way. I'm going to be able to corner him. No problem. I'm going to be right there waiting on him. Usain Bolt can simply run around you.
No, he can't.
He will.
Well, yeah, I guess since we said we don't have to stay in the lane, but I was trying to stay in the rules. You can't tackle Michael Phelps. I don't think you can tread water for 25.
It may be your opinion I can't drown Michael Phelps.
I don't think you could tread water for 25
seconds.
You
don't think I can? What, do you think I can't swim in a pool?
In the deep end for 25 straight seconds? I don't think you can.
What do you think I'm just you forget I was a former varsity athlete. You think I just have no ability to tread water in a pool?
He's pulling out his high school credentials here.
Well, let's not forget. I wasn't going to say anything, but I was a varsity athlete.
You weren't a high school swimmer.
Whereas your host over here never had the makings of a varsity athlete.
You weren't a high school swimmer.
No, but I've been in pools. Like I can handle a deep end. What do you think? I'm just going to get in the deep end and help me, help me. I'm too heavy.
I don't see you being out there in 25 seconds treading water and then fighting Michael Phelps to the end.
It's not going to be much of a fight because there's going to be a lot of weight on his back.
His arms are so long, he is just going to be able to.
No, I'm going to get him in that grasp. You remember Christopher, was it Nowitzki or Chris Masters, the wrestler who had that. You know, you get him under each arm and then hands behind the neck.
Are you talking about the full Nelson? Is that all the
hands behind the neck?
The full Nelson.
Or was that Benoit?
I would like to see.
No, he had a much more dangerous finisher.
I would like to just see the power that Michael Phelps swimming full speed would be when it hits you. I think you would go underwater and be like knocked out. I think if you get that stroke, it would just hit you right in the gut or the face and you'd be out of commission.
There's no way he swims that fast. It's not like a lawnmower coming at you.
I don't think you'd be chopped in half, but I think you'd be out for the count. Cam, you didn't make a decision.
I can go with John on this one.
Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
350, whatever the body. That's 1,000 pounds on the knees.
That's a lot.
Like now, I would be pretty worried about blowing something.
I would, yeah, like I said, I would be a little nervous if it got you in there trying to throw up
your...
I'd
be one of those guys on the videos you see where the leg just goes the wrong way. It's like, ah!
Yeah, I'd be pretty nervous having you in there. Cold.
Yeah.
But there you go.
I don't know if I could do the bench. I don't know. I'm at 275, maybe. I don't know.
You said 315 pretty confidently. You convinced me, but I don't know.
I just had the perfect body to be a bencher because...
I had a guy spot me one time and he was like a little kid and he's like, oh, I wish I had short arms. That's what he told me.
It's like, the one advantage of short arms.
I got so mad. I was like, what? Shut up, little kid.
He's just slandering you.
Yeah. He's like, wow, man. He's like, that was good. He's like, man, I wish I had short
arms.
I was like, oh, my God.
I miss lifting weights, though.
You can come with me anytime, bro.
I would I'll almost like pass. To get back into it, though, in an athletic. Like if I was ever going
well,
to commit.
I'll train you. Okay, we'll get you in there doing some power cleans and all that. We'll get you going.
I wasn't a good clean.
Okay.
That's more about technique.
Is it clean or clean? I always thought it was clean. Clean. But it is clean. Okay.
That's more of a technique thing. That's an explosive thing.
Right. Like, you want to be an athlete. We'll get you in there.
I was a great bencher and squatter. Simple. Deadlift. Like,
do we
the
have
cleans,
a,
there's a lot of technique.
There's amateur football back in Knoxville, right? Or no? Did I make that up?
Some what football?
Amateur football, some semi-pro football.
Yeah, there was. Either
there
here
was
or close by. Yeah.
We'll get you back on the gridiron.
We should
get
into
I think
that.
You got the best chance. You still got some semi-pro size.
I'd want to do it with friends if we were going to do
Cam's,
it.
I'll get
Cam's
back
still
in
confident.
Shape. I believe in myself.
Cam will be out there and think he's got a shot to get a
well,
camp invite.
You got
to
be in it, too. If
we're, I'll come
the
watch.
The thing is, though, like for us to do it, I mean, now like, there's so many like college-age people around here.
Yeah, but they try to get on.
This is like an episode of King of Queens when Doug tried to try out for football. And
yeah.
Yeah, he got there for the scrimmage and just got the hell beat out of him. This is an episode of King of Queens. I will not be participating, but I'll help train you. I think you got size to go out there and still be a guard.
No, you got to do it. You got to participate.
I'm not doing it.
I'll be a tackle and you'll be the tight end. We'll double team together.
I ain't going to be there. I ain't going to be there.
I kind of would like to get back in. At least
Cam,
in the
see if you can find the see if you can find the semi-pro league. We'll get back in the weight room. We'll get you ready.
Let's do something to move the blood around a little, you know. Got to do something.
I'll make a flag football league.
I've got
no
heavier.
No flag football. We ain't got time for that. We got to get him out in the gridiron in the trenches. Okay. The drive's up next. They locked in on Fan Run Radio.